Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Saturday, November 13th. The holiday season is right around the corner and holiday shopping is already in full swing. Experts are telling shoppers to start spending early because of the global supply chain crisis. It's been causing lower inventory and later delivery dates. So today we're talking with two experts all about the trends, tools, and tips you need to know to navigate this year's shopping craze successfully. You'll hear from Kristen McGrath. She's the editor of The Real Deal by Retail Me Not. She shares the most popular items people are buying, plus ideas for some great gifts on a budget. But first, smart shopping expert Trey Bodge offers tactical advice for finding what you want, scoring the best discounts, and much more. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Hi, Trey. Thanks for coming on The Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me.
So we are being told to shop earlier for the holiday season. I know you are one of those experts that are telling people that. So can you briefly explain why we all need to be shopping earlier?
I am not a fan of Christmas creep typically, but this year is going to be different. And here's why. During the pandemic, when we were hoarding our paper towels and sanitizing wipes, the supply chain was disrupted around the world. And retailers and brands and manufacturers have been struggling this entire time to try to get things back in order. And the concern is that with holiday shopping and how busy it gets, that kind of influx of shopping is going to cause a lot of problems in terms of supply chain issues and shipping delays. And so I, and of course other experts, are recommending to consumers that if you can get some of your holiday shopping done now, you probably should.
Which types of items do you think people should buy as soon as possible?
Sure. So I'm recommending toys, especially those that have popped up on a bunch of hot toy lists, because the demand is going to be very, very high. I would also say certain electronics, because there's also specifically a chip shortage, and chips have a place in things like tablets and laptops and some TVs and smartphones. And so those are things that I would think about getting now. And you can wait on the more general things. Of course, if there are maybe scented candles or a nice throw blanket, things like that, I think you don't have to worry about. But it's really those very specific things in the toy and electronics categories in particular that I would focus on right now.
And do you think people will run into short supply even now? Can they expect that it'll come in eventually before the holidays?
If there are specific things that you need and you are seeing a delay, at least you're getting your order in now. And be very mindful of the estimated delivery dates that the manufacturer or retailer is offering you. Make sure that that's within a window that's acceptable. Of course, there is a slight chance that maybe they'll reissue that answer later down the road. But I think that as long as you're getting those orders in now, we have plenty of time. And my hope is that customers who are shopping on the early side won't have any disappointment when the Hanukkah and Christmas holidays actually come.
What happens if you do end up waiting? Tips for getting some gifts anyway.
My advice would be to have another option in mind. So if there's something specific you want and you're having a hard time getting it, maybe find a different gift that might be a good idea. Or think about giving a digital gift card, for instance, that the person can then use to buy that item later, like a little bit like a cheeky rain check. that's something that I would recommend.
So many major retailers have already started offering seasonal and holiday deals. Do you think Black Friday will sort of be irrelevant this year? Or what should people be expecting for that day after Thanksgiving?
I don't think that Black Friday will be dead, but what I am hearing is that the deal inventory could be substantially lower. So yes, we are seeing deals from retailers right now. We do typically see that, you know, Walmart and Target and Amazon, they're all kind of fighting for that little piece of the pie if shoppers are starting early, so that this is not unusual. But because I am hearing that the number of deals might be lower around Black Friday, you might be better off shopping right now while the product is in stock and there's a deal happening. I mean, it's kind of a win-win. And then you can check that item off and you don't have to think about it again until the holidays roll around.
What are some of your top budgeting tips for holiday shoppers?
I'm a big fan of using savings tools like Rakuten, Coupon Cabin, Slick Deals. All three of these platforms have apps that you can use in store to look for savings. And they also have websites. And then they also have something that is my very favorite way to save is a browser extension. And if you're not familiar with the browser extension, it's a free tool that you install on your computer. It essentially makes your browser smarter. And in terms of shopping, it will alert you to available savings as you browse. So if you go to a website, you'll get a little pop-up that'll say, hey, cashback is available here. Click to activate. They also do things like as you're shopping, a little thing might pop up and say, hey, there's a savings available here. And when you're at checkout, it may offer to run coupon codes for you. So this is like a little shopping assistant that I just love. There are lots and lots of good ones like Honey and Coupon Follow and Smarty and Retail Me Not. So, you know, they all look a little different. They all function a little bit differently. So it might be nice just to kind of check a couple of them and see which ones you prefer.
Any other budgeting tips in terms of setting a limit on yourself or how many people you should be buying for, anything like that?
I'm a big fan of making a list. I know it sounds obvious, but so many people don't do it. You keep that list in your head and then you go into a store on Black Friday and it's hectic and you end up buying too much or too little, right? So using something like the notes function on your phone, I think is really handy. You have your phone with you at all times anyway. It has a little checkbox that you can tick off as you go, which I find quite satisfying as I'm checking people off. You can list a name and then maybe a budget for each person and some gift ideas, and it'll just help keep you on budget and on task as well. And then the other thing that I would say is I think a lot of us get into these patterns where we're buying for the whole family or your entire office, your whole friend group, things like that. And you end up spending more than you have. And so if you are finding that you're not sure if you're going to be able to spend as much as you've done in previous years, it might be the time to suggest to maybe families, friends, coworkers, just say, hey, why don't we draw names this year? Or why don't we buy only for the kids when it comes to family? And just scale back. I mean, there's really no need to buy for 20 different people in your family. You can just buy for one person, set limits. And I'm sure that everyone who didn't suggest it will be happy that you did. So that's something that I would suggest. I just don't think it's necessary to buy for so many people every single holiday.
So how has the pandemic changed shopping in the long term after this year?
Well, I think the biggest change is that so many more people are comfortable shopping online. You know, online shopping really accounted for about 10% of overall shopping before the pandemic. And now it's looking like 20, 21%. That's a huge increase, right? You know, and this is even your late adopter, your older consumer who didn't want to shop online at all. And then the pandemic came and they were stuck at home and they learned how to order their groceries online. So I think that online shopping will continue to grow. It will continue to be a really important way for us to discover and purchase products. That to me is the biggest change that's happened during the pandemic overall.
Anything you want to add or just a final thought for our audience?
Yeah, I mean, the last thing I would say is you never should take a price at face value. And what I mean by that is even in the middle of a sale, for instance, you may see that, oh, this thing is 20% off. Awesome. You might be able to save more. So if you go to a deal site, there may be a coupon that you can stack on to a regular sale that you're already seeing, or maybe your credit card is offering you more points when you shop at certain stores. Credit cards are actually a great resource. You know, if you go to your credit card site, they may have exclusive deals from, say, 20% off Levi's or 50% off Converse or what have you. So don't just take that price and run with it. Just look around a little bit. Take a moment to see if that item is maybe a better price elsewhere. I mean, another thing that I use a lot is the Google shopping tool. It's very simple. You just enter the name of the item in Google and you'll see where it's available online, how much it costs, and then you can decide where to shop and where not to shop. So always shop from an informed place rather than just barreling ahead and buying that thing that you see.
Still ahead, what gifts are most popular this year? RetailMeNot's Kristen McGrath shares the results of their annual survey, and she's sharing what items shoppers should wait until Black Friday to buy. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Too many Americans, especially those who don't have health insurance through an employer, like freelancers, for example, find themselves on the hook for thousands of dollars of deductibles, co-pays, and sky-high premiums. Or they're forced to simply go uninsured. Well, CrowdHealth wants to change the way the system works. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a community of people looking for a better way to pay medical expenses. For some, being in the CrowdHealth community can save hundreds of dollars monthly. Membership is a monthly subscription that you can start or stop whenever it's convenient for you. And from there, CrowdHealth works hard to have simple and transparent pricing that can be customized to fit your needs. CrowdHealth is able to offer the prices they do because of its community of health-conscious members. And they have a great offer just for our listeners. You can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 and enter the code NEWSWORTHY at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. This episode is also brought to you by Rothy's. I'm guessing you're busy, and as you juggle a million things in your daily life, the last thing you need or want is uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. The number one word Rothy's customers use to describe their shoes is comfortable. And now that it's fall, Rothy's offers an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles of shoes. And I can tell you from experience, because I have a pair of Rothy's merino wool shoes, that this style is soft, cozy, and chic. And they're super high quality. I've had mine for a couple of years now, and it's great because I can just throw them in the wash if they get dirty and then keep on wearing them. And also perfect for the person on the go, Rothy's spacious, washable bags, helping you carry your essentials in style and with no stress. And guys, we did not forget about you. Rothy's men's line is now available and features the same level of craftsmanship as the women's line. And to help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. It's a super rare opportunity that's available for a limited time. So right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Okay, now to my conversation with RetailMeNot editor, Kristen McGrath. Hi, Kristen. Thanks for coming on The Newsworthy.
Thanks so much for having me.
What would you say people are planning to buy this year?
We recently performed a survey, actually, and we asked them just that. What are you planning to buy for the holidays this year? Clothing and fashion is the biggest category. That's no surprise. It's kind of the biggest category every year, and it's extra big this year because people are kind of going out more. They're thinking more about holiday parties. And of course, clothing is also a very giftable item. So clothing's number one. Beauty and self-care, really popular among younger shoppers. And then, of course, tech, electronics, all those things people love to buy for each other and for themselves around the holidays.
Anything else from your survey that really stood out?
We asked people how much earlier they're planning to shop this year and whether they're planning to shop early. About a third of our survey respondents said they're going to shop earlier this year than they did last year. And last year was a really early start too. So, I mean, people are already out there, already looking, already shopping.
Black Friday is obviously always a big shopping day, but experts this year are saying to shop early as much as possible because of the supply chain issues. Are there items, though, that we should wait to buy because of potential Black Friday deals? And if so, what?
So this year, you know, if it's something that you must have and that you really want to gift someone this year, I would say don't wait. If it's on sale now, if it's available now, I would say get it. But if you're in the mood for self-gifting and you're more flexible and you just want to try to get some of the best deals you can, then on Black Friday, I would say focus on those small appliances and small electronics. So things like headphones, AirPods, tablets, any little appliance that goes on your countertop. I mean, those are going to be, you know, upwards of 40% off, possibly even more. They're solid Black Friday buys every year.
For people who have kids or are shopping for kids, what are some of the most popular toys or kids items this year?
One of the newest toys that's very popular is the Magic Mixies Cauldron. It's this magical toy where children say spells and put little ingredients in the pot and out pops an interactive magical creature. Right now, I'm seeing these only on the secondary market. They came out earlier this month. They're pretty much sold out everywhere. And it's iffy whether or not we're going to see restock. And of course, gaming systems, again, super popular, always popular around the holidays, but going to be really hard to come by, especially if you're in the market for one of the new ones this year, going to be really hard to find in stock.
If you're on a budget this year, what are some of your top inexpensive gift ideas?
Beauty gifts and self-care items, retailers love to discount these around the holidays. And not only that, they'll often throw in free gifts with purchase. So if you buy, you know, spend a certain amount on a certain beauty brand, they'll throw in a little travel kit. And then, you know, those are things that can make great stocking stuffers that you can turn right around and give to someone else. Smart home gadgets, super giftable. They're super cheap around the holidays because Google, Amazon are going to discount their smart home speakers, their smart plugs, their smart video screens because they know they make great gifts and they really want to get people to buy into their ecosystem of smart home.
Amazon is even letting some stores add a local pickup option to check out on Amazon.
I think Amazon's like so aware of the concerns this year. They're also adding this instant gifting option where you can send someone a gift, text them or email them. You don't have to send it to their address and it will send them a notification on what you got them. And then they can elect to exchange it or have it shipped or get a gift card instead. So that also helps alleviate the stress of trying to get something shipped to you wrapped and then to your recipient.
So we know the pandemic led to a lot more people shopping online. So what can you tell us about the trends this year when it comes to online versus in-store shopping and how it compares to years past?
They're going to do 50% of their shopping in stores, 50% online. They're kind of trying to give themselves as many options as possible, enjoy that holiday spirit in stores while also looking for online deals. And last year, it was more heavily online when people were being more safety conscious. So we're kind of seeing a return to store this year.
Anything else to add or just a final thought?
I would say this is the year to really take advantage of those curbside pickup options. Your options are a little bit lower because you have to be shopping things that a local retailer has in stock at the time you buy it. But with shipping being so iffy this year, I mean, especially if you're shopping at a really high volume time like Black Friday, even if you're shopping into early December, I would focus on those curbside pickup options because you can still shop online, but then you can show up at the store, get those gifts, get them ready and not have to worry about those shipping delays.
Well, thank you to both of our guests for sharing their insights. Trey Bodge mentioned several online tools to help you save money, including RetailMeNot's online deal finder. We have links to all of those tools mentioned in our show notes. And as always, thank you for making The Newsworthy a part of your regular routine. Check us out Monday through Friday for our 10-minute daily news roundups. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.